From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Welcome back to Locked On Chiefs. We are brought to you today by Built Bar. They are back and better than ever. Check them out here real soon, and we'll tell you about them a little later in the show. We have a great one for you, and I'm almost never wrong, unless we're talking about tight end contracts. So
that's true.
Right?
Be sure to go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your first order.
So we're going to talk about Travis Kelce, obviously, coming up. We're going to talk about him in the second segment. We'll probably go into what this means, bigger future, in the third. I am Ryan Tracy from Locked On Chiefs, RGR Football, and Rogue Analytics.
And I'm Chris Clark from Chiefs Digest and obviously Locked On Chiefs as well. Thank you all for listening. We do really appreciate it. And yes, you are wrong when it comes to tight ends getting re-signed. I guess I am too in this case because I said it wouldn't happen for the amount of money he's getting. But thank you all for listening and thank you for pointing out to us that I was wrong, that we were wrong on that.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of comments and I appreciate you guys. So far, since I'm going to count myself as getting his rookie contract right just because it had to be, but I'm now 1-for-3 on Travis Kelce contracts. It is what it is. It happens. I think this is a little bit by design because I think Travis and I think Brett Veach in particular was trying to strike when maybe he had the room to do it when nobody was expecting it. And the fact that it came out the day after Kittle's deal, I don't think that that's any coincidence. I think they're trying to squeeze it in ahead of time.
Could be, but it's kind of surprising that they got the numbers as close as they did to Kittle's deal. I wasn't expecting them to go all the way up to over $14 million. It does look like it's basically a four-year extension on top of the 2 years he still had on his contract. From what I have seen so far, they are not adjusting his current year numbers in 2019 at all. So it's possible that he's just getting his money more up front than he was, and that may be part of the reason why he's willing to do a contract now. And then the other side of it is that he is now under contract for the next 6 years. He can stay with Patrick Mahomes. He can retire a Kansas City Chief. And that is basically where all Chiefs fans are going to want him anyway. So there you go.
Yeah, you know, and that's probably my favorite aspect of this. We're going to get into the nuts and bolts here coming up, folks. But for me, you heard about Dak Prescott made some comments. I think it was yesterday. About not being too worried about his contract and wanting to be with one team for his entire career. And that's exactly what the Chiefs have done with Travis Kelce. And it, obviously, it's no small part thanks to Patrick Mahomes, but it's in an era where we've seen a lot of stars change rosters, change cities a lot. It is really nice to see somebody that comes from a different area of the Midwest, but comes to Kansas City in the middle of the country and puts down roots and wants to stay here the entire time. I love seeing guys spend their career in one town.
I do too, but I think you have to thank Patrick Mahomes for most of that because I think it is the Patrick Mahomes effect, especially with guys like Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce, I think he loves Kansas City. Don't get me wrong. I don't think that it's anything like that, but I do think that if it wasn't Patrick Mahomes here, I think that he could be looking at wanting to go elsewhere because this isn't a large market. He's not going to be a superstar you know, that gets all the great deals that you could get if you were in a larger city or a larger place. But he is a superstar in Kansas City and he's treated as such. So, you know, I'm glad he's going to be here for the rest of his career. And this is not going to end up like a Tony Gonzalez deal because Travis Kelce wants to play where Patrick Mahomes is and Mahomes isn't going anywhere. So,
yeah, I will say this. I think he's doing just fine in getting deals, getting exposure. If you guys didn't see him on that that thing with Kevin Smith where he's shooting a TV show from his quarantine house, obviously it must have been a while ago, but he has homes in other states, and I think that he's got plenty of exposure. I think the guy's got a TV future eventually. We've seen him do two things now on television, and I think that just allows him even more of an attitude to be able to set that aside and see that as a future thing and really concentrate on being all in all the time when you're in Kansas City so that you can push for this window here that I think is probably at least 3 years long, maybe a touch longer before they have to do something drastic. But that's the focus. And I think that's what this deal says.
Yeah, definitely could be. And you're talking about his TV career. Well, he's newly single again as well. So maybe that's going to be another part that he takes into consideration in the offseason. But you're right. I mean, this sets them up for the next 3 years at least. They're going to have to pay the Pied Piper at some point when you're talking salary cap, but we will get into that here in a moment.
And when we come back, we are going to dig into the numbers. Chris will walk us through all the contract things because that's his area of expertise, not mine. And clearly in this case, I know nothing. But I do know there are some happy kids at my house tonight. Built Bar is back. They retooled and refit everything that they're doing. They are a great experience and they are back full force with six amazing new flavors, including cookies and cream, which I know a lot of folks like, carrot cake, apple, almond crisp, as well as some of the standards that you've grown to love, like mint brownie, salted caramel, as well as the coconut flavors that are my personal favorites. Built Bars are great for the health conscious guy. Lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low calorie, low sugar, but they're high in protein and high in fiber. They're perfect for a keto diet. And my favorite flavor, the coconut almond one, is only 180 calories. It gives you 5 grams of sugar and only 5 net carbs. Great for a guy on the go that needs something to eat. And now to celebrate their relaunch, Built Bar has totally reset the promo code, and you get a free cooler with each purchase. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for $10 at BuiltBar.com. So other than me saying, hey, I don't think it should be till next year, but I did put the caveat. I just want you all, if you didn't hear the show the other day, I did say, hey, I've been wrong before, particularly in this instance. What does the contract look like in terms, it was 57 something overall, right?
Yeah, I think it's 57.25 from the last I saw. At that point, you're looking at a situation, but I want to back up for just a moment because I want to say we've talked about Brett Veach, but we haven't given enough credit to Brant Tillis. And if you don't know who that is, he is the Chiefs salary cap guru. He turned $171 in cap space earlier this offseason into signing Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, oh, and a guy named Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, this is not a small deal. This is playing Jenga at 10 stories high. This is difficult stuff. And he is, like you said, the guru in the Chiefs camp, obviously has worked with Brett Veach for quite a long time. And yes, there are obstacles in the future, but just getting this done in a situation where 6 months ago, there was $177 free dollars and they have signed over $200 million in extensions since that time. It's almost as though the cap is just, you watch the Olympics and they go over that big hurdle and there's that little water trough on the other side. It's like, they just jump a little higher, a little farther. That's all that Brant Tillis does.
Yeah. Well, and you're looking at it. So I was looking at the numbers on Travis Kelce's deal. Looks like he got 4 years on top of what he already had, only $25 million in guarantees. So what that tells me is they basically said, your 19 and your 20 is going, or sorry, your 20 and your 21 are going to be guaranteed. He was under contract for basically $20 million already. Mm-hmm. So they're really not giving him any more in guarantees with this contract.
And I think that helps them, and I think he's open to that.
Yeah, so to me, that's a great deal for Kansas City in that regard. So per Jason OTC, he was 11.2 in 2020 and 9 million in 2021. So that puts him at 20 million over the next 2 years, and all they've guaranteed is 25 million on this deal. So he's got another 5 million on top of the guarantees of these next 2 years. That's a fantastic deal for Kansas City, and it doesn't matter what they're giving him down the road. They're putting it off 2 more years, basically. We don't know the specifics of what 2021 is going to look like, but I can't imagine they put that much money in 2021. I'm imagining that they really tried to push things back because they're expecting that the cap is going to go down next year and they're going to need the money. So, that's what I'm expecting with this contract. It's 4 years. $58 million, just under $58 million. So a little bit more than $14 million a year.
Now, SpotTrack has a couple of numbers that obviously these aren't confirmed. We don't know the full details, but they have him at a base of 8 now in 2020, a base of 7.75 next year. So his cap number actually goes down next season, according to what they have up right now. And if that's the case, you can balance that. Like you said, you backload that, and that allows them not only to push that down to where they expect the cap to be higher. But also, should Travis decide to retire? I mean, he's going to be, 33 in 2023 when we really start to see the cap start to climb in terms of what's projected. So if he gets to 34, 35 and he decides, hey, that's a good career for me, you have that cash in the back that you're not going to have to put out against those higher cap numbers.
Well, yeah, you have the cash, but you also have, you're not going to have dead cap. That's the big thing.
Right.
That's the thing that has killed Kansas City for years is dead cap space, and they're not going to have that. So that's a great sign in this regard. The one other thing I will say about this contract for Kelce is this puts him in a position where obviously he's right behind Kittle, and I think the age difference is probably what causes that, and I'm okay with that. But this is a great deal for him. He gets to stay where he wants to be. We kind of already talked about that. And I do think that they did right in this situation. But when you look at who they have extended recently, you have a young core that is under contract for at least the next 2 years. Mostly a young core. Sorry, Travis Kelce is probably the elder statesman. But you still have Frank Clark, Tyrann Mathieu, Patrick Mahomes, Mecole Hardman, who I do think is a core player. I know that seems maybe a little premature, but I think he's going to be a core player for this team. Mm-hmm. And Tyreek Hill. And then that doesn't include, you know, Charvarius Ward, who I think could be a core player. We're going to have to see how he plays this season. And obviously you still have Chris Jones too. So you have your core here. The only one that's really not under contract for long-term is Charvarius Ward. So to me, I think that's a great sign for Kansas City moving forward.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, just as you were saying that, it just made me kind of flash. We're calling Travis Kelce the old dude. And it seems like it's been a couple of seasons. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that first year when he came in with the microfracture and didn't play, that was a sign that I mean, that's almost a forgotten season.
It is.
Point. And for him to just be able to rebound from that injury, which has sidetracked a number of careers, and be at this point to where he is 30 years old and is signing a $50 million plus extension, that's pretty impressive for a non-quarterback. You see that number go into the 30s for quarterbacks, but other positions like this, it's a pretty good rarity. And I will say, we'll address this in the next one, in the next segment, I think, about the argument between Kittle and Kelce. But I think that it's very telling that he went up against Gronk for all his early years about who's going to be the best guy, who's really considered X versus Y. And now it's going to be him and Kittle, where everything is flipped for Travis Kelce. He's the older guy. He's the guy that has the championship. And I think it's a great rivalry to keep him fueled.
I agree. And I think it's going to be great for them going forward, for both Kittle and Kelce. I really want to touch on this real quick because we talked about Alex Okafor. And I think Alex Okafor's deal was the last straw to get Kelsey's deal, be able to get it done. But you look at what they did. His salary this year is $2 million. That's all that's guaranteed. He's got a per game roster bonus of $860,000. So really, they've got him on contract for $2 million guaranteed. If he doesn't play a game because he gets hurt, he loses out on almost $1 million worth of per game roster bonuses. So that could be a big thing for Kansas City. You start looking at some of the deals that they did. Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, they re-signed him to a new deal before he decided to opt out of the season. He got guaranteed $750,000 of salary this year. He will be on their cap in 2021 for his number. But those are two of the deals, and that doesn't even take into account what they did with Sammy Watkins.
Well, so, Damian Williams opting out as well. I think that all gives you cash this season to try and get this done.
Yep, sure does. And then you start talking about the other deals that get done. Chris Jones gets done, and at that point, he pretty much keeps his salary the same that he was going to be at in 2020, being on the franchise tag. And that's basically what Kelce did in a way. He wasn't on the franchise tag, but he kept his salary and everything else from what we've been told so far. Nothing's changing in 2020. It's just all money is probably getting paid in 2020 that wasn't going to be paid until 2021 or 2022. So,
absolutely. When we get back, we're going to dig into the ramifications and how this franchise looks forward to the next round and what it has to do. I'm sure we'll vary off of this, but I wanted to hit this part because I feel like if it wasn't for the opt-outs giving you some space, if it wasn't for what I believe happens in the NFL, is there are definitely circles. I don't believe that this was a negotiation in propriety, that they didn't know about the Kittle deal. I think that they had an inkling that they had to get going. And like I said the other day, I didn't think that naturally it would happen now with 2 years left on his contract. But when you look at trying to basically get into a race to get a deal done before it elevates even more so, I think even though they ended up going a lot higher than we thought that they might, and it is right there with Kittle's, I think at the end of the day, the overall is if they hadn't been in that position to be negotiating parallel to what was going on in San Francisco, I think you take it another year out and all of a sudden 14 looks like a bargain. You're talking 16, maybe even 17, the way that things go. You don't think he would have to jump Kittle?
No, not next year. There's not going to be any money next year. So I get what you're saying. In 2 years, yes, maybe. If you wait until he becomes a free agent,
yeah.
In 2 years, maybe. But there's going to be no money next year. They're expecting right now, according to Jason OTC or Jason from Over the Cap, he's expecting the average cap space to be $12 million throughout the NFL. And that's with some teams having close to $60 million in cap space in 2021 and some teams being, you know, $30 or $40 million over the cap in 2021. So there's not going to be any money for big money contracts in 2021. I understand what you're saying. Yes, it's possible. The other thing that Kelce would have working against him is one injury takes him out of that. And he is older, so one injury could hurt him a little bit more than it would hurt a younger player.
Yeah. Yeah, and be more chronic. Right. That would definitely be a ding towards the bottom line.
Well, and I'm not even necessarily saying more chronic near as much as I am saying that it's also a possibility that, okay, so you think he has 4 years left. Well, an injury means he has three. Well, are you still looking at the guy the same if he only has three versus four? I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
And changes things at that age.
That's exactly my point. Any injury is chronic at over 30.
Well, that's fair.
Especially if it's a newly acquired one. If it's something you've been dealing with for a while, maybe that's not as much a concern. I really want to see how he looks after what we saw last year. And I do still feel that the Achilles was bothering him a little bit. I'd like to see him bounce back. I have a feeling that he has. He looks a little thinner to me. And I think that's actually a good thing for him because he's not somebody that has to carry his weight for power. I think this actually makes him more apt to get away from some of the coverage that teams have been trying to come up throwing at him. And that might allow him to just wiggle free a little bit more.
Definitely could.
Now, in terms of implications down the line, they better keep, yeah, I'm going to call Brett Veach a wizard. Well, Tillis is the wand as far as I'm concerned. So you got to make sure that you keep your front office in gear because this is a bigger puzzle, not just getting over the hump of 175 next year, but the bigger contracts down the line, how everything fits in to what is your foundational piece, the Mahomes contract. That, I think, like you said, with that much of a core underneath and under contract, then you're allowed or allowed yourself the space, I mean, to go make some contract extensions that you want to. And you mentioned Ward. Do you think he is their next priority?
Before I go there, I want to also send a shout out to Chris Shea. I think he's also another guy in the front office that definitely has been a very big part of all of these different signings. So I don't want to leave him out. I do think that Ward may be their next target. It's also possible that they're looking at Matthew's contract and saying, okay, well, you know, if we think he's going to be our core, then maybe we try to get him for another 2 years and maybe we push it out a little bit further. That would make sense to me if they really think that he is their core, you know, one of their core players, which I think that they do, but he's not going to be a guy that I think would have to get done now. I think, you know, Ward would make more sense to me than Matthew, mainly because Ward isn't going to be under contract. And if you don't get Ward under contract, corners are going to be a premium in any year. It doesn't matter. So there's going to be a lot of money out there for them, for him.
I can get with that. My only concern is going to be what happens with Jamal Adams in resetting the safety market, like we just saw Kittle reset the tight end market.
It's true. It's a question. But the bigger thing that you sell Matthew on is that, you know you're the leader here. You know that you are playing with the best player in the NFL and Patrick Mahomes. And yeah, you may have to take a little bit less than Jamal Adams, but we want to keep you here. I don't think Matthew's after money. I think Matthew's after fame and the rings.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Just for everything. And don't get me wrong. I get that money matters. I'm not trying to say it doesn't. But at some point, if you're a player, you have to decide, is it all about how much money I can make or is it me going and getting rings? Because in the end, that's what it's going to come down to if you want to play for Kansas City. And I get we're talking about core players and you want to pay them what you can pay them, but you're going to have to start making that determination at some point. So, yeah. You know, I get it. And my whole thing with Ward is if you don't pay him now, how much is it going to cost if he blows up this year?
That is a very good question, because somebody will pay him. You put tape out there that is that quality. He's already good. If he blows up, like you said, that's going to make him unaffordable in terms of fitting into the rest.
Right. And then trying to franchise tag him, because you can't afford that.
Right.
I mean, they're already going to be $40 million over without that. So, you know, obviously they're going to have to make some restructures next year, and they're probably already working on what they need to do to get that all squared away and figured out. And I understand that, but you know, there's big questions on this roster at long-term salary cap. But again, what did it prove? What did we get proven to us today? Salary cap really doesn't matter.
Right.
$171 in space to $200 million in contracts.
Yeah, literally the size of a yearly cap. I mean, it's crazy. And I think bigger picture, I think Veach, Tillis, Shea are looking specifically at the group that is core right now, and all of their contracts come up in 2022. Travis is one of them. Okay, scratch that off. But here are the other three. You talked about Matthew. Obviously, you want to get him done. At 2022, he will be 30 years old. Both Fisher and Schwartz's contracts run and expire in 2022 in their free agents. They will be 31 and 33, respectively. So those three are the big ones that I think are probably the biggest pieces on the board for what the cohort, the trio at the top of the Chiefs front office is worried about.
Yep. No, and I can definitely see that, because you can't do anything. And I know it seems premature. I just think Mecole Hardman is going to be a core player on this team. He can't be re-signed for a couple more years, so that doesn't really play into it. But I do think he will be a core player on this team.
You'll get no argument from me.
I just think that he's going to be a big piece with what Andy Reid was able to show with him and Tyreek Hill on the field last year. So I think that's going to be exciting for Chiefs fans, because you're going to have basically, I think, two very good wide receivers, if not better than very good. So we'll see how that plays out. And you still have Travis Kelce and Clyde Edwards-Helaire as well. So the key for Kansas City going forward, though, it looks like they have their core, especially on offense, locked down. They have to figure out who their core is going to be on defense. Obviously, it's Frank Clark and Chris Jones, and we think it's Tyrann Mathieu. But you would like Tyrann Mathieu to be under contract for more than just 2 years if he's going to be one of your core guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to find a couple more of your core guys on defense and build around that.
I would say, just spitballing here, I believe Juan Thornhill will end up being one of those guys.
Oh, I do too.
That you have plenty of time for. He's coming off of his rookie season. There is. And I agree with you. I'd like to see Tyrann under contract through 2024, maybe a touch later. And maybe that's something that they look to do, because they can also get a little bit of cap relief that way as well.
Yep. Agreed.
Well, that's where we stand today, folks. Travis Kelce is a Chief, most likely for life at this point. I hope that you guys are pumped about it. And I will just claim that I knew it was coming all along. So, thank you for spending your day with us. Appreciate you guys hanging out and listening to this one. We will be back with you for Monday. Ryan Tracy is the founder of Rogue Analytics and the host of RGR Football on YouTube. Follow him there. Chris Clark is a senior analyst at ChiefsDigest.com, where you can get his work. Rate and review at Apple Podcasts and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform. Thank you for listening.